come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, and you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you go to the MightyHouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page, you'll find a lot of great companies there that can help you out, like Mr. Floor. And there's also, earlier we were talking about home inspectors. If you need a home inspector, you can go there. There's a couple of guys on there, plus NACHI, the National Association of Home Inspectors, and they can come out. You can give them a call. So if Will or Jeff don't cover your area, there'll be somebody there that does. And, of course, if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, are you there, Robbie?
Yes, and don't forget I have a follow-up email to the email.
You have a follow-up email to the email. Is that what you said?
But a different email. Okay, so there was the email about the crawl space and ventilation and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, wait, let me try this one right here. Hold on, let me see what this one says.
Email. Oh, geez.
We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Okay, so we had the email.
So it's the same one. I've got two files, and they're both the same.
Oh.
Yeah, because, see,
no, it's not the same email.
Yeah, it is, because here's, see, that's the other file.
Email? No, this one I sing to. They're different. Email every day. Bow, bow, bow. Chunka, 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 chunka.
I think you need to keep the delay bit.
Yeah.
Like, when you come back, you need to keep the delay, because it's really funny.
Okay, so the first email was about the crawl space and insulation and humidity.
Right, last hour.
One of our listeners, Joy, said, hey, I have a question about what you just talked about.
Okay.
If the walls of the crawl space have blown in insulation applied, doesn't that prevent ever spotting? Oh, I see. Doesn't that prevent ever spotting a foundation crack? So doesn't that prevent us from ever seeing a foundation crack, which my crawl space has had in the past? Thanks, from Joy.
Will it prevent you from seeing the crack? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But you will still see the water coming in. And so as you see the water come in, you're going to go back to the source of that flow, that the stream, wherever it's coming from. And that's where you're going to start scraping off the foam insulation. So, and we just had to do this a couple months ago. We just took a Sawzall, we cut down two sides, and then we just took a scraper and scraped it off. We found the crack, and then we had, you know, the foundation guys came in, they filled the crack, and we just went back out, and we don't have to call in. You can just call in Innovative Insulation. They'll give you a foam pack, and you can go spray the rest of it back in yourself. So then it's taken care of. So there, the small areas that you can do yourself with the froth pack, it's made by Dow. And you can get those at Innovative Insulation. You can also pick them up at the big box stores. Make sure when you buy those, you look at them, because they have an expiration date. So you want to get one that's fresh. It's not like wine. It's the opposite of wine.
Fresh like rich?
Yes, exactly.
Oh. Yeah, right. Fresh and hot like sherry?
Ah. Good. So that's what you want. You want something that you want to make sure, check the box expiration on it. The older it is, the worse it's going to work. So make sure you pick up the right stuff.
And they need to be warm.
Yes.
Biggest thing we find is get those tanks warm, put them in a tub of hot water, whatever. But if they're room temperature below 70 degrees, they will not expand. properly, and it's a waste of money.
Right. So what we do is we cover them with a blanket and put a electric heater in there.
Yeah.
And leave them sit in there for a couple hours before we actually go start and do it. And we'll usually have the tanks up to, you know, 80, 90 degrees by the time we're ready to go. And they spray really good to get a nice volume out of them. So that's generally, that's how you do it.
Did I do that with my mousse?
Your mousse.
What? For my hair.
Yeah.
Want to get more volume out of it?
Probably.
You should try it.
Yeah, I should. I should. It'll make my hair stand up better.
Yes.
Okay, goofballs. On to the next topic.
Yes.
And while this topic is on, people, the number to call is 847-475-1590. Because this is an interesting topic. It's not all about me.
Oh, yes, it but is. It is.
But it might be of interest to other people.
No, so it will be.
Okay. So here's the setup. Let's just say.
For instance.
You want to buy a house from somebody that you know.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to go through a realtor and pay the realtor fees and all that stuff.
Right. And you want to make it fair for all parties, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, so you want to get it appraised, you want to get it inspected. Then you guys can just come up. I mean, there's nothing to say, like, let's say a house is appraised at $400,000. Let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's like, well, you know what? I want to give it to you for $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that says that you can't, like a bank's not going to say, well, you know, it's
no.
appraised. There's nothing can.
Because you're going to go to the bank and say, I need a loan for, you know, $200,000. And you could even then, if it appraises out above that, you don't even need to technically put the money down because it's already, you've already got that in equity. So you could almost do a refi and do a mm-hmm. finance it that way, and you're done.
Unless you're family members. If you're related, the IRS doesn't necessarily allow you to do that because it's gifting.
Yeah.
So you may have to report that difference.
Right. And by the way, we did not stay at a Holiday Inn last night. So, you know.
We're not lawyers.
We're not real estate lawyers. So.
So how does it work to get an appraisal? I've only ever heard of, okay, you get a mortgage and the mortgage company says, okay, we have to get the house appraised.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
can you
no,
do it on your own?
There's a number of licensed appraisers, independent appraisers that you can find in the phone book and through the appraisal websites and that. I know Ron works with one. I have a friend that's a certified appraiser. You can just call them, pay them the couple of $100. They do exactly what they would do for a bank. They go do an inspection. They figure, you know, the number of bedrooms, bathrooms, square footage, blah, blah, blah. Find your comps, give you a whole blown report on what the appraised value is.
What are comps? You said find your comps. What are
homes similar to yours? And then they have rules. They usually have to be within a mile, and they have to be, you know, similar. And if they're not exactly the same, they adjust them. You know, you might have a 3-bedroom. One of the comps might be a 4. So they will adjust that so that that's how they come up with the appraised value of your home.
So what if the home is just a dive? Because so many homes now are just being sold for the property, I guess you would say.
For the land, yes. And actually the building is a detriment to the price of the property because it's $20,000 to get the old house hauled away.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Well, if
so
that's
does
your
an appraiser
intention, though,
look
then
at
what
all
you
that?
Want to do is, well, if that's your intention is to tear the building down, then you want to just have the lot appraised.
Right.
And then you can adjust the lot price based on the cost of demolition and negotiate that. So there's a number of things. But the key is, you can get an appraisal. The seller should hire the appraiser and get that done. That's mm-hmm. going to tell you what the fair market value is of the house or the lot. Second thing is then you hire a real estate attorney. They will draw up contracts. You know, the buyer can get an attorney, and the attorney will draw up a legal contract, and then you do a 3 to 5 days due diligence, and then you give that to the seller. Seller takes that to their attorney, and it gets reviewed. Boom, done.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for using realtors is because realtors know neighborhoods. They know the schools. They're going to have more access. So I'm not saying you never need a realtor, but
If you've already got the buyer.
On a friendly exchange. Yeah. Right. On a friendly exchange, there's no need for realtor.
Right. Because
that's a good term, a friendly exchange.
Because
yeah, because if you know somebody you want to buy it from.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The realtor, their expertise is marketing that property and finding a buyer for you. That's what their intent
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they put it on the MLS and hope.
Right. Yeah. But they have the open houses and they're talking to the other realtors. Hey, I've got this property.
Yeah.
So you're looking for their network and getting them together. And
correct.
I'm sure Ash, he'll come in and tell us exactly how that needs to be done.
So then let me ask this question. So let's say a property, somebody comes in and says, well, you're going to tear down the house. The property's, oops. You know what? Can we get to that when we get back?
You can answer that.
I hear music.
You can ask that question when we get back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, 847-475-1590, you will have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. It's all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Drawing will be in about 20 minutes, so you want to get your calls in. And
you definitely want to go to Mr. Floor today.
Yeah, well, no, not until 1 o'clock.
Right.
Noonish. O'clock. Noonish, noon. You want to be there at the showroom. What's the address there, Robbie? You got it handy?
It's on Oakton between Skokie. I'm sorry. It's in Skokie on Oakton between Crawford and McCormick.
Yes. So stop in there right around noonish or so. You get a free lunch.
1 o'clock is shots, but you got to mention Robbie's name.
Yeah, you get shots at 1 o'clock if he mentions Robbie's name. So, yeah, Ben knows exactly where he's going. He was looking at his watch. He knows where he's going.
Robbie shot time.
Yeah.
That's what we call it.
What you eating there, Robbie?
I'm not eating anything.
Yes.
Do you really
are.
Want to know what I'm doing? No.
What?
I'm organizing my handbag.
What?
Yes, I'm organizing my handbag.
Who in Florida has a handbag?
Oh, this is my
purse.
Handbag. It's like literally the size of my
hand. Beach bag.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm organizing my beach bag.
She can't. All right. She can't stop organizing things.
No.
It's a sickness,
I
Robbie.
Know. I want her to come to my house, and I don't want her to come to my house.
Yeah. Oh, you do want me. You do.
I'm such an anti-Robbie that way.
No,
actually, every time Sherry's on, we have this conversation.
Yes.
I
think
know.
In 3 years,
yes.
Robbie's never made it to Sherry's because she keeps.
So here's next time Rich is in town, what we're going to do is we're going to shoot the Mighty House Challenge. We're gonna actually clean out your garage and make it so you can put your car inside. And we have to do it within 8 hours.
Would you believe, like, I actually did, like, get half of it cleaned up.
Oh, really?
And then it got filled up again.
But you don't do a magazine anymore? You don't have all that stuff?
No, but
what, are you stocking toilets now? What's going on?
Well, it's all the brochures and the pamphlets and the books for all the different toilet lines. And you know,
that's what your showroom's for.
Yeah, but I'm not in the showroom. I'm in my car going to see guys like you.
Yeah.
And you're not in my showroom, so I have to bring
handsome guys.
No, not me then.
Yes, handsome guys. Handsome, funny, witty guys.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So did you have something to give away?
Yeah, exactly where I was going, Robbie. Want to do it?
Nope.
Okay. We have two tickets. You ready for this? Two tickets for the Old House, New House Home Show at Pheasant Run. February 10th, 11th, and 12th. You can go any one of those days. We've got a free passes, a pair of tickets to get into the show. And there are hundreds of vendors there, a lot of stuff to see from foundation crack repair to roofing and gutters, everything in between, windows and doors. You want to know what's going on. You're thinking about doing something. It's a great place to go. Get your ideas. Meet a couple of contractors, installers, and figure out how to get your house repaired. And that's the Old House, New House Home Show. It is February 10th, 11th, and 12th, and we've got a pair of tickets. So if you're the fifth caller at 847-475-1590, and if you didn't find your phone yet, pick up your phone now again. You ready? 847-475-1590. Be the fifth caller. And tell Trixie, hey, I want those tickets to the home show, and she'll get you squared away.
The tickets are worth $7 each.
So see, yes.
Right, and if you don't win, if you're not the right caller, you can go to their website, and they have a dollar off admission.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
On the website.
So it's well worth giving a call. Again, 847-475-1590. And there they go, the phones. Excellent. I love seeing the lights just.
All right, so can we get back to my problems?
I'm sorry, Robbie. Yes, of course. Let's get.
I don't
back
know
to
why
your...
you allow this show to interfere with her.
I apologize.
You know, sessions.
I truly apologize, Robbie. I do. Proceed, my dear.
Ah, okay. So back to appraisals and home inspections and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So let's say you have a rundown dump of a place in a very good neighborhood, and so the property is appraised, but you don't necessarily want to tear down the house.
Okay.
You know, maybe you want to, maybe you know a handyman.
You want to spruce it up?
Let's just say. Yeah. So you're saying the house could be
a
detriment to.
Oh, sorry. That came out.
So
I apologize.
For numbers, just say.
It's one way to get on HGTV.
Let's say the property. Let's say the property is worth $400,000. Stop it. Stop it. For the love of God.
We're a new station.
Stop.
It works.
Property appraised at $400,000.
Let's just say, but the house is such a dump that a home inspector comes in and says, you're going to need to spend $200,000 to get this even near code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you need electrical. Can then the seller or the buyer say, okay, that it's worth $400,000, but I need to put in $200,000 worth of repair. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you $200,000 for the home.
Yeah. Well, and yeah,
I
would talk to the appraiser because he may appraise it at that current value in the current state it's in. And he may not mm-hmm. appraise it at its, because the other thing you're going to want to ask him then is give me an appraisal for this property after it's done. So that way you're assuming you've got a completed project. The kitchens are done, the bathrooms are done, everything's been updated. Now what's it worth in this condition, in this neighborhood? Because that's a different price than what it's worth now in the distressed condition.
Slow down. Back the truck up.
Well, no, you can get, and the same thing applies to mortgages, because you can get a construction to perm loan.
Yes.
I mean, they're not offered as much, right, but they're not offered as freely as they were years ago.
Yeah.
But that's absolutely the case. You can borrow, and they will appraise it on the completed project. So you could do an addition to your home, borrow the money, and the appraisal is done based on the completed project, including the addition, which then allows you to borrow more money because you're only going to get 80% of the appraised value. So there's a lot of ways to do it, and that's where talking with a good banker.
But not everybody does the 203K loans.
Right.
No.
Okay, so does the appraiser and the home inspector, they have to work kind of together?
Mm-hmm.
Because is an appraiser going to know that you need all wiring and the wiring mm-hmm. is going to cost X?
Well, and again, this goes back to, I don't know that I would use a home inspector in that case. I would say you're better off using a general contractor, somebody who actually does the work, because they're going to give you, you know, like, a design build firm who has all the documentation based on previous work, what the true cost would be to do that type of work.
Right. So you use the home inspector to call out the things that need to call everything out. Then you use the contractor to actually put a price on that stuff. And then you take that back to your mortgage person and say, here's what it's going to cost. Is it worth it? And then you talk to the appraiser and he'll say, okay, it will appraise out. Because here's the other thing. It might be.
Oh, yeah. By the way, in the meantime, the property's already sold because this takes too long.
Yeah. So the property, you might be buying it at 200, and you might need to put 200 in it to make it up, to bring it up to that level, but it may only be worth 300. So you end up putting 100 more into it than what it's worth. So that's where talking to the appraiser and it's saying, okay, what's it, what's the finished property going to be worth? Then you can talk to your contractor and your home inspector, put all that together. You may find out it's going to cost you more to bring that house up to current code than what it's actually worth. So that's the other side of that.
Well, okay, and where it can also get very dicey is
down.
That go further.
Yeah.
Say the house, when it's all done, is worth $500,000.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
And then all of a sudden, they want a piece of your equity in the sale. And I've run into that, where they're like, oh, well, no, you're going to make an extra $100,000 when the thing's all done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your time and getting all that work done has no value. Then they want a piece of that. So I've had deals fall apart where they want a piece of your equity. And it's like, no.
Right. That was the whole deal.
That's the whole point of doing this. It's my motivation.
Yeah. And Robbie, had you been at the last NARI meeting, you would have met the guys. We have new NARI members that actually do these loans. And they will come in and appraise the value of,
yep.
of a finished property, right? And then they give you the loan based on that. And then you've got the money to draw on.
Right.
So,
but like you said, if it's appraised or they give you the loan based on the appraisal of the finished property,
mm-hmm.
but it's worth, you put more in than the house is worth.
Right. Well, that's
then
where.
Then you don't go forward.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't do the job.
Then you don't buy the house.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Or you get the seller to lower the cost.
Right.
And the actual purchase price then goes down. So that it makes it worthwhile to do.
Right.
And in your case, you may not be interested in, quote, making a profit on it. It's more to take care of your family members.
I don't have a case. This is just all a hypothetical
situation. Right, that's what I'm saying. But if it is a family member and you're doing this, but you being anybody out there.
Thank you.
The collective you.
The collective you, right.
Yes.
The royal you.
So if one was to do this, and they may not be as concerned about this because it's a friend and they just want to help a friend out, that's different. You know, so you may not be looking at the profit motive of the whole sale, but 99% of the time you are. So that's.
So if anybody else has a question about this, that number is 847-475-1590.
Yeah, or come to the next NARI meeting next month.
Right.
Second Tuesday.
How is that going to help me?
And it's an ongoing issue now down here because property values, like in the last 3 years, everything, the amount of work has skyrocketed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting up houses in neighborhoods, and it means they're 35 to 4,000 square foot under air.
Mm-hmm.
They're very nice houses, but they're $3.5 to $3.8 million.
Right.
When I first got here, we were paying $800,000 for the houses to tear them down and, you know, to build on the lot.
Uh-huh.
Now we're paying $1.1 million.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. And now we're just for a teardown. And now we're not buying any because the people now want $1.6 million, $1.7 million because they have gold.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, you have dirt, sand to be more specific.
Whoa.
We don't want your house. So at 1.6, you can't make it work. So now we have the slowdown happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like recession slowdown, it's lack of available land again. And
right.
I'm laughing because for the last 2.5 years, the subcontractors have been all like, ooh, we want this and you have to pay it. And ooh, well, now the worm's turning and I'm having fun with it.
The worm turns.
All right.
Matter. Don't have any work, smart guy.
We're going to be back after this. Talk a little plumbing with Sherry. You're listening to
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Something I eat, I go out where the air is not so sweet.
The Port-a-John.
I drop my tools and I run like the wind to that tiny shack that's 6 feet from the street.
The Port-a-John.
The Port-a-John. It's a risky place, I know.
I've never heard of it.
Cause if you light a match, the thing might blow.
Oh,
the Port-a-John.
See, we've got great songs.
You
here.
Do have great songs.
All right, Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. All right, there we go.
But it's the number one place when you gotta go. Number two, the Port-a-John.
Come on, that's a good
one. That's a good one.
That, you got, that I'll, is a good I'll give one. That like to that. You. You can use that in your band.
Sweet.
That's actually one of my favorites.
The music
that
is
that one
and
Make
too.
Up Your Mind. Those are my two favorites.
Yep. And I wanted to play that one because you are at Crawford Supply.
I am at Crawford Supply.
And if you don't want to use the Port-a-John.
Well, most people don't. They'd rather use a real one.
If you want a fancier Port-a-John, go to Crawford Supply and they'll design you one.
You know, when I first started working for Crawford, people were like, so what do you do now?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I sell toilets,
yeah.
Which I thought was funny and
right.
memorable.
Right.
And it was. But the problem was that then I'd run into somebody and they're like, yeah, we're thinking about doing our kitchen. And I'm like, so you're going to come and buy kitchen stuff at Crawford Supply, right?
Right.
And they're like, well, I thought you just sold toilets. So it kind of backfired on me.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Crawford sells anything that water moves through. So
in or out.
In or out.
Yes.
Right. So pipes in the ground and the valves behind the wall, all the ugly stuff.
So why don't you just tell them that you, like, you know, you're into residential sanitation, which is all inclusive.
Well, that's not funny or memorable. Got to go with funny and memorable.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, but, you know, like sump pumps and water heaters, that kind of stuff, too.
Are hot water heaters? Do you sell those, too?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The hot water heaters.
you gotta look. Say hot water heater. And look.
I know. And garbage disposals and all. And
No. Those are food processors.
Yes.
That's not a garbage disposal. That's where the half head of lettuce that went bad.
Yeah. The whole thing goes down.
And you go. And the whole sink and the countertop shaking.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's
cabinets
what,
fall off the wall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, and speaking of cabinets falling off the wall, we also sell kitchen cabinets.
Yeah, the Morton,
vanities.
What's it?
What? Yeah, sell Morton, all that.
Yeah,
Morton
we sell
Grove,
all that.
Is it Morton Grove?
Morton Grove, and then Lincoln Avenue, 3900 North Lincoln Avenue.
Right, you got
and
cabinets
Itasca.
There. And
mm-hmm.
you got out in Itasca, too.
Itasca, and then down in Mokena. So we're everywhere you want to be.
Mokena?
Mokena.
Excellent.
Way down. Way down where Rich used to be.
Over by there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah, that was like 20 minutes from my house. I mean, literally, it was just west.
Yeah.
So you can stop in there, and you've got a great selection of stuff. And
all the name brands, you know, everything, you know.
Kohler, Mullen, yeah, Delta.
Mullen, Delta.
But that's what Rizzo. I like about it is you can walk in there, and you've got them all lined up. So,
you can see and touch and feel.
Right. And then you go to the Newport Brass stuff, and you look at that. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And then you look at the price and go, oh, Christ, I got to
go. Oh, yeah.
Go.
Well, then you look at the roll, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing is that, you know, people are like, well, you know, it's just a faucet. But it's not just a faucet. I mean, yeah, you can go to a box store and you can buy faucets there, too. But the stuff inside it is plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the stuff that you're buying from Crawford Supply from a supply house is, you know, it's got ceramic
typically
cartridges
brass.
And brass inside. And if you could hold one of each in your hands, you'd feel the difference.
You feel the difference in price.
So we're a supply house, and we're supplying to plumbers, and we supply to contractors and remodelers, the architects and designers. But they can send their homeowners in. So a homeowner can actually come in to our showrooms and purchase, too.
Yep.
They can bring, you know, their contractors in.
If they want to.
Well, that's what we do. We allow we have homeowners definitely go to the supply houses and do selections because you're going to know everything about those products and guide our buyer. And then basically I just have the supply house send me a list of selections.
Oh, yeah. We like to do that.
I hope that didn't come over the air.
Why?
I just heard Robbie.
What happened?
Robbie, you're rustling through, taking care of all your receipts because you can't sit still. And all of a sudden I hear, the zipper.
Oh.
I'm like, come on,
it was
really?
Not a zipper. It wasn't a zipper.
What was it? A black bag.
No, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear this.
It wasn't a zipper. Okay, so Oh my gosh. So I'm cleaning out my purse. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you guys. And I have a pack of Advil cold and sinus pills. And you know how they're on like the, you
the
have to tear
pack?
Them off. The,
yeah.
Yeah. They're like on the bubble pack. But when there's only like one left, you have to tear it off the whole thing. You know, so I, it was a ripping of all the bubble packs.
Is that what it was?
Nice.
It was.
So,
I, I'm holding
so we should play
hand.
A new game. What is Robbie pulling out of her purse?
Yes.
Now?
Yeah. There yes. you go. What's in
okay,
Robbie's purse?
This microphone is flipping ridiculous that you can hear all this.
It's a high-def microphone.
You're right. I can't sit still. This it's ridiculous because at least in the studio I could like walk or something. Now I'm tethered to a cord here.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't want to get you the Bluetooth one because I knew you'd be wandering off and be four blocks away wondering why you couldn't talk to us anymore.
Right.
This is true.
So I and uh-huh. then you'd have to figure out why that we had to get it to connect, and that's why I got you the one with the cord, so you were plugged in, you were done.
Oh,
now wait
I
till
hate it.
Rich, wait till she figures out how to do it on her cell phone, and she can plug that headset into her cell phone. Then she's gone.
Soon as I make enough money to upgrade from my iPhone 4.
Yeah.
Then it's going to go on there, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
Then I will, because I missed going on the gambling ocean cruise boat today.
Uh-oh.
Because everybody's like, oh, come on, we're going on the boat. And I'm like, I can't, because the boat leaves at 11.
Well, look on the bright side. You saved money,
yes.
which makes you closer to
no,
getting
no, no,
the
no,
iPhone
no.
6.8.
I made money.
You made money? How do you do that?
Last time I was on the, I played the quarter poker machine, and I hit four aces with a kicker. That's all I got to say.
No, you made money last time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
doesn't
so I won't spend
today.
More than I made. You know, this show isn't about me as much as you guys like to think it is. It's about that, helping people.
As much as you think it is?
With their home remodeling problems.
Right.
So anyway.
So let's
we
go,
have
go
a little bit
to,
of time
Sherry.
Left.
Sherry,
let's go back Sherry to
Sherry. Sherry posted on Facebook a hammock tub.
What?
Yeah, it's a hammock tub.
Come on.
Yeah, it secures to the walls. It's like $33,000.
That's all?
Yeah, I know. But the cool thing is like when you drain the water out,
yeah.
because the hammock tub is suspended above the floor, right? So, who suspends a tub? So when you drain the water out, it just shoots down a hole in the floor as the drain.
Like so you have a floor drain then too?
Yeah, you have a floor drain, but the water just shoots
right.
down.
So, which I'm willing to bet that not one plumbing inspector would allow you to do in the United States.
Well, if you made the whole room a wet room, though, that
yeah.
you should be able to do that.
So you'd have to tile the
I don't
sides.
Know. I just, you know what I mean? I just think it's because you're dumping a tub onto the floor. Granted, right, you know, it's not an open drain like a floor sink like you have for equipment. Underneath it, they show a 4-inch grate drain. So I'm just saying, I just always play devil's advocate. I think the
yeah.
idea is awesome.
Yeah, well, that is what is really popular right now are the freestanding tubs.
Right.
Like people oh, yeah. are
the pedestal tubs
yeah,
and
mm-hmm, they're ripping out the big whirlpool tubs because
mm-hmm.
nobody was using them.
Right.
And they're ripping those out and they're either making like a human car wash.
Yes.
Big shower because that's way more functional.
With body sprays and
yeah.
rain heads and
mm-hmm.
yeah, exactly.
And,
handheld stuff.
Yeah. Or
oh, we go to the max on that. You would obviously know what the Kohler DTV Plus system is.
Yes.
So it's the Kohler valve system where it's a 6-valve body, and I put 2 of them in every master shower.
Ooh.
So you got 12 water jets. So we put in half a dozen body sprays, 2 rain heads, 2 handhelds, standard shower heads. It's crazy. And when you program this thing, you can get wave actions and all that.
Oh,
and then it
yeah,
controls
yeah.
the steamer, the
yeah,
aromatherapy, lighting, sound.
Steamist,
it's,
yeah. That's really that's
and the amazing
huge.
Thing is they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
How much is that?
I don't know.
For the controller
you don't price
single valve?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. How
I just,
much is that?
I just bring you guys in.
Oh, Rich?
About $3,000.
Well, that's not
about
bad.
About $3,000.
No.
And if you're going to go buy, like, to do all that stuff, how many valves and transfer valves would you have to have?
Yeah, you'd have to have a lot.
So now you have all this nasty wall clutter,
mm-hmm.
and all I have is a little touch screen at the entrance to the shower, and it's programmable up to 6 people. I put them in every house. They're
yeah.
awesome.
That's brilliant. Brilliant.
Hey, Robbie, turn your mute back off.
It's not on.
There you go. Thank you.
No, it wasn't on.
It wasn't? Yeah, it sure sounded
no,
like it. Yeah,
it
was.
Did. We were hearing
no,
it.
No, sir.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So,
no,
yeah, freestanding
sorry.
Tubs.
So, freestanding tubs.
You know
tub.
I don't have to lie about anything because my life is an open book.
And
you,
tub
zipper.
Fillers.
Tub fillers?
Uh-huh. And then, you know, as far as kitchen cabinets go, white shaker door style.
Yes.
Like, that is it. 80% of the kitchen's being done right now.
Yep.
White
yep.
shaker doors.
Yep.
Yep. Because, you know, it's transitional. It just fits everybody's decor. You can go with colors. You can go with a black top or
yep.
gray. Or and gray is huge. Gray is still huge.
Unfortunately, yes. And the thing is that the white is just, it's going to be timeless.
Yeah.
10 years from now, you go, you know, let's do something. Well, all you got to do is change the tops.
Yeah.
Or
the backsplash.
Countertops mm-hmm. and your backsplash, boom, your brand new kitchen.
Well.
Yes.
And the other thing I see is the island cabinets are always complementing or contrasting
yes.
color.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
They very rarely
too.
Match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the
yeah,
granite
so
top
like
or
furniture.
The top does not have to match. So
right.
we're doing perimeter. Everything gets now priced kitchen perimeter and kitchen island.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you been doing the maple tops on the island, or we've done a couple of maple
no.
Walnut?
Yeah.
You can, but the Ron, if I give you the dimensions, like the house I have a home inspection at.
Yeah.
I actually have to go measure it because I'm not going to exaggerate. It's 8 feet wide, 16 feet long.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the island.
You've That's
got
the island?
You've
That's,
got to walk
it, it
around
It is
that.
An island. It's
and
like,
I tell them, I go, these things should come with like a complimentary ping pong net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're that
insane.
Big.
Hey, Robbie, turn the mute back off.
You
would
have to, you have to like leave
yeah,
a trail of breadcrumbs
and
walk
done
around
anything.
The island.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
I haven't
I'm
done anything.
I can't reach the middle of it.
That's
Excellent.
Crazy.
Okay. Cool. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. And I think Mr. Novak and,
yeah.
and Peggy are in the house.
Hold.
We'll be back right after
this. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And Mr. Novak's in the house. So I figured I'd play this song for you.
Yeah. Nodding off here.
There you go.
I love that song.
And for those that don't know, that is the Ohio State fight song. I knew there was a
reason why. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Are we here?
Can you bring Peggy up? Start talking, Peggy. Start talking.
Hello,
keep talking.
Hello.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Hey, go Wildcats.
There you go.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can hear
okay,
you. Just...
See, I can't hear me, but okay.
There we go.
I was going to say, I knew there was a reason why I was falling asleep to that song, Ohio State.
Really?
Come on, I'm a Northwestern Wildcat.
Okay, fair enough.
They actually won their bowl game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We didn't even show up.
No.
They didn't even show up.
That gets a ding.
You know, and I suffered through that Michigan-Ohio State game,
yep.
So you guys could go and do that?
Yes, I know.
That was the best you could do?
Yeah, well,
yikes.
We also fielded the most true freshmen through the entire season than any other team. So got to give us that. Made it that far with true freshmen.
Okay.
All right.
I say put some more freshmen in next year, okay?
No, they'll all be sophomores, so it'll be a lot more better then.
Yeah. Well, then they'll have the sophomore slump, so that's good, too.
Oh,
all right.
There we go.
Thank you.
So,
thank you very much.
It's Mr. Are you having a big festivity thing going on? Where's the birthday cake and stuff?
Right here.
You got it?
It's a little birthday cake.
It's a little birthday cake. It's a birthday coffee cake.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, when we did the studio, we didn't put any sprinklers in here, so you don't have to worry about setting off the sprinklers when you light this thing.
Yikes. Yeah.
Because it's Mike's birthday.
Yeah, let me blow out a couple of candles. And then collapse in a heap.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So are we? Should we sing to him?
We should.
You ready?
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Oh, dear.
Yes, we're ready.
Okay.
Oh, Robbie's ready.
Bring it on.
Lead us off, Robbie.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Happy birthday to you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I love the delay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Happy birthday, dear Mike Novak.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
That was horrific.
Good, it worked.
That was, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
There's nothing else to do. That's it. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Mic drop.
Good night, everybody.
So what do we have on the Mike Novak show coming up?
Bees, baby.
Bees?
Bumblebees.
You're the bees.
There's no bees anymore. Why are you talking about bees?
I know it. That's the problem.
That's why.
It's just really sad.
Mm. Well, if you listen to the Mike Novak show, you know that they're not native to America anyway, so what's the big deal?
Well, no. Honeybees are not native.
Oh.
Bumblebees.
Oh,
are.
Bumblebees.
We're talking bumblebees.
That's the big ones. Those are big ones.
Yeah, the big
ones.
Those are the big bombers.
Yeah, those are cool.
Do they sting us?
What?
Bumblebees can sting us, can't they?
You know, that's a really good question. I meant to look that up, and I don't really even know. So
I don't think I've ever been stung by a really big one.
I don't.
Wasp.
I'm not sure. I know I'm not afraid of bumblebees. I mean, I have
they
no.
They sound bad, but I don't think they sting.
Oh, they're lumbering. You got to love them. They're like, do-de-do.
They're the St. Bernard of the bee world.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some pollen here.
Here comes the flying fortress.
Do-de-do.
Yeah.
You know, and how can you not like a bumblebee? All right.
Love
however, the rusty-patched bumblebee, which used to be the most prevalent in our area, is just kind of disappeared. It's in the last 20 years, you can't find them.
90% decline.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. And that ain't good because even native bees, unlike honeybees, which are raised and managed, native bees provide billions of dollars worth of income for various agricultural activities and flower pollination as well. Flower activities.
So you're going to be covering on why they're gone. Have you
got a couple
why?
Of entomologists here. One from the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum.
Peggy's what? Your Peggy's Notabart.
Right.
Yeah, I do it on the side.
She started it on the side. It's a little venture on.
It's like a notebook.
Cannon
thing.
Dry.
Yeah.
Peggy's little notebook thing she's got going. Okay.
And we got a guy from Portland from the Xerces Society.
He had a big flight in then. Portland, Oregon?
He's not here in studio.
He's calling,
on the phone.
Oh, okay.
He's
going
to have his coffee in hand.
Okay.
And they're going to, we're going to ask all these questions. You know, where did they go? Why did they go? Do they sting?
That'll be a good one.
All kinds. Yeah, that is a good question, actually.
Because I've never shied away. You know, a wasp. Yeah. I'll swat at a wasp. But, you know, the bee, the big
Old bumblebees just look like friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
St. Bernards.
Probably if you sat on one, it might
sting. It's like a St. Bernard coming at you. You don't get worried.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't care how big it is. You go, oh, look, it's a bumblebee. Do-de-do-de-do.
Exactly.
Excellent. And then what should I ask? What's in the second hour?
No, you shouldn't, because there is no second hour. Once again,
come on.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there. It'll happen. It's going to happen soon. It's just, we're teasing people now.
We want to
get them used to the first hour, and then we're going to suddenly
double down.
Open
on
the airwaves.
Yeah. And there we will be. But Mr. DeMaio will be with us, meteorologist Rick DeMaio.
Okay.
He's out in Washington. He's in Seattle at a conference. He's hobnobbing with his fellow meteorologists.
National Meteorological Conference.
Really?
Probably a whole bunch of shocking meetings.
That sounds like going to an engineer's meeting, you know?
I imagine it is.
Yeah, but you know what? They're like talking about the weather is not small talk.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
You're right. Absolutely right. That's what they talk about.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about the weather?
Nice.
My permission to use that one.
Yes.
Okay, so bumblebees and
weather.
And that's, believe it or not, it goes really fast.
Yes, it does. And it's time for a motorcycle ride now for me. So I'm going to plug you into the motorcycle helmet and off I go.
Cool.
It's nice out, so I'm going to go ride.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Top down.
Yep. I did this for you, Ron, because it's my birthday, by the way.
Excellent. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, the GLN Network, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And next week, we're going to talk to Caroline. She's the National Health Home Expert. And also, we got Stefan Wagner from T-Rex Tape. We're going to be giving away rolls of tape next week, so that's going to be fun. We'll also have another tip of the week and clutter clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Thanks to Sherry Schultz. Thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks for
and hanging
me.
Out with us. Crawford Thanks, Supply. What's the website? CrawfordSupply.com.
CrawfordSupply.com.
And you can
and
go
chairman
there.
Chairman of the board.
Yes.
Chairman of the board.
She brings the booze. That's what it is. And also, thanks to Aaron and Igor from Mr. Floor. They got a lot of great flooring products. Stop out there. Just go to MrFloor.com and check them out. All right. You ready? For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart and everybody in the studio, Mike Novak, Peggy Malecki, and Sherry Schultz, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.